Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I just want to introduce Laurel Brisky. Raise your hand, Laurel. She was the supervisor of our unit when many of these projects that I'm about to talk about happened, and so she has the historical memory for all these things. We are working daily, like all of you are, to maintain, to recruit and sustain and retain public health workers. It's a very big challenge. This presentation, I'm going to look at the workforce and in Minnesota and things we're doing to increase that workforce. The objectives are to discuss examples of education and practice collaboration, to identify necessary components for orientation of new public health worker staff, and to describe a web-based tool for recruitment that we have in Minnesota. Minnesota is a state unlike most, I mean, probably a lot like most of yours, with a huge urban population. The metropolitan area is a 7-county area that covers, that holds greater than 50% of our population. The rest of the state is made up of very rural areas and then a lot of micropolitan areas as well. Our population is shifting, it is aging, it is culturally changing. Even in the rural areas, the cultural changes are probably in a way more dramatic than in the metropolitan area. So what does our workforce look like? We did a survey a couple years ago, or actually started in 2004. We surveyed the local health departments. This is part of a Pathways project, and we found out that we have a total of 2,800 full-time FTEs in community health. The Minnesota Department of Health has 1,350 public health workers. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about nurses and more specifically later, but of those 2,800 people in the community, 40% of them are public health nurses. The other people, of course, are your usual list of characters, epidemiologists, nutritionists, and so forth. Minnesota has 53 community health boards, and some of these are composed of more than one county. We have 70-some counties in the state. We have a statute in law that says local public health and the state are partners in delivering public health protection to our citizens, and we take that charge very seriously. We have developed a framework that has 6 areas of public health responsibility: health services, infrastructure, healthy communities, healthy behaviors, infectious disease, environmental health, and disaster preparedness. Now, there's a lot of numbers on this next slide you're going to talk about, but I think the most important thing to remember is that if you look at health services and healthy communities, that's 70% of the total staff out there working in the community. And another thing of interest, which is not on the slide, is that health services employs 49% of that 1,100 are public health nurses, and in healthy communities, healthy behaviors, 42% are public health nurses. So let's look at the nurses a little closer. Like I said, they're 40% of the workforce out there. In Minnesota, we are aging like a lot of other areas. 25% of our Minnesota RNs are 55 years or older, but 60% are 45 years or older. In the metropolitan area, the median age is 47, and in the rural area, it is 49. 2.9% of all our RNs work in public health. All right, I gotta go back. Work in public health, and Minnesota is one of the states that require a public health nurse to have a baccalaureate degree. And in Minnesota, they are certified by the Minnesota Board of Nursing. They must have 30 hours of education in public health nursing to achieve the certification. So we have all that information. That's the staff we have. What are the barriers in bringing in new staff so that we can match the changing of our population and just the numbers that we need to do our work? This is a slide that you're all going to go, I've already heard this 15 times since I got to this conference. Inability to match non-governmental positions, yes. And when we're talking about public health nurses, it's even more, I think, more pointed. A nurse that can go from a hospital staff to a local public health staff, that will often be a big cut in pay. lack of awareness as a public health, with public health as a career, that's a big deal too. I think emergency preparedness might be helping us along, how we must feel the need to get out there and say, this is who we are, we're doing this, this, and this to the public. And then the lack of training in public health. So let's brighten things up a little bit and talk about the good stuff now, because that was really depressing. So what are we doing? I know everybody's trying to work on this project, and so are we. The Lincoln Grant, which we were involved in from 2001 to 2005, hooked up local health departments with schools of nursing. And the goal was to increase collaboration between these two entities and to help prepare our students for population-based practice. In Minnesota, we had a wonderful run with the Lincoln Grant. We divided up into these areas of the state. The colored areas worked together. And there are some of these groups that are still together, and they're very robust and vibrant, and other ones have dissolved as organized groups. But I can tell you that throughout the state, everyone has every school of nursing and every local health department that has worked with the school of nursing has had a lot of gain from the Lincoln Grant. What has it done? A lot of things. It's improved, the most important thing though, it's improved communication and trust through all the communications and through all the issues that education and practice have together. I belong to the Henry Street Consortium, which is a large, robust metro organization that's been going strong. And I can tell you that I hear at every meeting someone, whether it's local public health or the school, saying, this is so great. 5 years ago, we were competitive. We didn't dare talk to each other. And now they are talking to each other, and they're collaborating and solving problems together. Two other issues that I think are really important as a result of the Lincoln Grant is local public health staff have a greater understanding of what a student needs to be able to become a good practitioner. And on the opposite side of that, the faculty understands how stressful it is for a local public health department to have students in, how much work it is to manage the students and to give them a good experience. So this win-win situation resulted from that Lincoln Grant. The schools have facilitated together, facilitated a relationship. And I just want to say one example of this. There was a county that had an increased rate of cardiovascular rate was rising because of the age of their population and various other things. They developed a program with the interventions. They wanted to use students for the program, but they couldn't use a student from one school because those students didn't go year round, and the program kept going on and on. And so the schools worked together and said, we will fit students into every single semester that they had. So that was a great example, I think. So the students are working together with the preceptors in the local health department, and I think it has really been a wonderful experience. The Henry Street Consortium, I said, is in the metro. One of the products that they have developed recently is a PowerPoint presentation that is meant to be an orientation to governmental nursing, public health nursing. And not just nursing, also public health and practice. And they have passed it out to all the counties, and the counties can take it and they can customize it to their own county. And then the students, when they come in for their clinical experience, get an orientation in some of the fundamentals of governmental public health. Other things that have been going on in the state, our local public health association has now targeted workforce issues as one of their major focuses. At the Minnesota Department of Health, I'm part of the Office of Public Health Practice, and I am one of a group of public health nurse consultants. Some of the things that we've done has been we have developed a clearinghouse where we actually gather up all the students that are about to graduate and gather up this, and match them with positions in the local public health department. Kind of a hands-on, let's meet and greet here and try to get people hired. A very interesting thing that's going on is you all remember the intervention wheel. Here we go. I'll just pop it up here because I don't have a slide. The intervention wheel. We are putting on our website starting in January this intervention wheel, and a couple of the consultants have developed a little a tool where you'll click on one of the wedges, and up pops a story of an actual nurse or public health worker out there in practice and how they've used the wheel and how it all fits together. I think this will really do a lot to help. Program descriptions, recruiting, and I'm very, very excited to have it up and running, and that'll be up in January. We've also done a we've also done a video, and we've done a training module. A training module, you may have seen this one before, with some counties that collaborated with us. One of the most interesting things we've done in the last few years is develop the Emerging Leaders Network. This is a partnership between the Minnesota Department of Health, the local public health association, the Minnesota Public Health, the Minnesota Public Health Association, and the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. What they've done is they choose 15 workers a year, public health workers that have potential to be great leaders, and they are enrolled in a year-long curriculum. It is a result of the Robert Wood Johnson National Turning Point Collaborative on Leadership Development. We've had five cohorts now since 2003, and so there's been a total of 62 participants. They get to practice leadership skills, they explore solutions to all the complicated problems we have, and basically, and most importantly, I think, learn how to build a great network. Many of them have said that this is a life-changing experience, has been a life-changing experience for them. The last thing I want to talk about is the Pathways to Public Health, and this is an online recruitment tool that was created with the University of Minnesota School of Public Health and the Minnesota Department of Health. Another Robert Wood Johnson National Turning Point Collaborative, this one on social marketing. The purpose is obvious. We want to recruit. We want to increase interest. And I think it has succeeded in many ways, and it's an ongoing project. There has been an increase in enrollment in the School of Public Health at the U. There was a pre-public health group of students. They've developed an interest group, and they've started to take on initiatives and doing interesting things. And there's been two new majors created in the School of Public Health. So this tool and all the other things that we're doing, we're trying to pull them all together and they're trying to make progress on this very difficult issue. Thank you.